Love is a wonderful romantic thing. Now, do you think that Carol Ann Duffy would agree with that?
Not sure. I'm actually not sure whether she would or not from this poem. What do you think?
I think not. No, I think not. I think there's a sense in which the poem expresses that love as a dangerous and rather painful thing. The kiss is, should you say, fierce.
And also what is interesting there, when she talks about giving the onion its fierce kiss.
Yeah.
Stays on your lips.
Stays, that's right.
But the onion is not what we would think of as a traditional symbol of love. So,
No, I think it's going for the reality of love rather than the wonderfulness, the romantic, which is what the question was, isn't
it? I think so, certainly.
The wedding ring is lethal, which is a bit dangerous.
Yes, and she's still using her onion there, shrinking its platinum loops, as she says.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Its scent will cling to your fingers, cling to your knife.
Yeah.
That's, again, something that can hurt you.
Absolutely.
She also says, I am trying to be truthful.
Mm.
She's not trying to be, the opposite, she's not trying to be romantic, trying to be loving. I'm trying to be truthful. I'm trying to express my feelings.
Yes, and with that as well, she rejects those sort of traditional ideas of Valentine's Day gifts, such as cutie cards or kissograms. And I feel in this that her gifts are symbols that are much more valuable than the cheap little symbols such as these things, you know.
But ultimately, it's a cynical and rather sad
she is cynical.
View of love.
But I think it's interesting, you know, throughout this onion, she expresses her love as something deeper than this sort of cliched romance and red rose view of it.
Sure. Love will make you cry. Do you think the poet would agree with that?
I do, certainly do.
I agree.
Yeah.
The onion's going to blind you with tears.
Yes, I mean, the onion, again, is so symbolic. Onions make you cry, which would imply then that her lover is the onion. You know, she gives him an onion, but in turn, the two of them together will make her cry.
Yes.
That's very strong symbolism there.
And the grief, what's the word she talks about? She usually describes the pain that you feel when someone's died.
Yes, it's a very strong word, grief, isn't it, in this poem? And she says, as well, onions will blind you with tears.
Yeah. Yes, no, well, she's definitely, you know, she definitely thinks that love will make you cry.
For sure,
if it is a bit cynical.
Yes.
And love lasts forever, what do you think? Do you think that the poem says that?
I think she would agree with that, although, in a sense, I'm not sure that she would see it as an ongoing, happy time.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I think the only clue we've got to that is where she says, its fierce kiss will stay on your lips, possessive and faithful as we are, for as long as we
absolutely,
are. Now,
does
that mean for as long as we live, basically, you know, till death us do part?
Yeah.
Or does it mean for as long as we are in love?
I think it could be interpreted in either way, actually. But what I think is important here, what I feel, is that she's saying how important it is to be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
being expressed with an onion.
Yes, yes. But the onion lasts forever, because even if you cut it, you still have the rings, which actually will maybe shrivel to some smaller size, but you still have the ring.
Well, it's organic, though, so it will eventually decay.
But I do feel that she's saying that the scent is going to be there for an extremely long time.